Okay, good morning. We're in Masechet Tamid, and the shiur is being given. You don't look where we are, it's actually very beautiful here. Overlooking the sea here in Nahariya, in Achziv. Really amazing, yeah, I want to tell you. Beautiful. Anyway. Okay, so we're on Tamid Daf Kaf Chet, and we're in the middle of the Mishnah. We started on Kaf Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom, the new Perek. Am I correct? Am I daf behind? Yeah. No, we're on daf kaf tet. We're on daf kaf tet. And the Mishnah started at kaf chet, and we're better at the bottom of the new perek. Re'uhu echav. Okay, so now we had the kohen went up, and then we said that the chavarim, the guy went up to Tumat Hadeshah, and they saw him coming down, and they ran towards him. They said, don't forget to wash your hands in the kior. He washed them in the kior. And then he went up and he did the seder of the meat that hadn't been burnt yet, and he put on the kevesh. And then the Mishnah came and said like this: "Umi amav lo nitatzel kohen melotzi et hadeshe." Right? It says over here that mi amav is a bit of a machloket rishonim here. It's quite interesting what this umi amav means. Right? So it says umi amav lo nitatzel. The Mefarish says, "Lo nitatzel here on the Rashi side. Afagav the noy hulim is beach, because yesh alav deshen harba. Even though it's very pretty, when there's a lot of deshen, like there's this massive pile of deshen on the mizbeach. Filuachi, because yegia et lefanon adeshen, lo nitatzel kohen lotzid adeshen, mishe mutalav lasso. Even though it's beautiful, he could say, no, I can't handle taking it away. Let's leave it there. It's so beautiful. Nonetheless, the kohanim still did their job and took the deshen away." So basically the Loni Tatzel from that explanation is that it is that the Kohen Gadol himself wasn't Loni Tatzel. I saw another Perush, which now I can't find. I'm not gonna spend time now this morning. I saw another Perush over here. I'm looking now around a Gershom, he hasn't got anything. Maybe it'll come up just now and we'll pick it up anyhow. Okay, anyhow, so that's the Mefarsh explains. The Mishnah carries on and says like this: "Echalu malin begzirin." Then they started bringing up the wood. Right? They started bringing up the wood to start maracha, to start preparing the maracha, is the fireworks, the big burning on the top of the mizbeach. And the Rashi says here, when they moved the ashes all aside and made this big pile in his back, they had place. And then now there was empty, there was place put up the wood. They took up wood which was nicely cut and had already been checked. There were no mumim, right? Remember the eights also can't have mumim, right? Daminan kol eights. Because the halacha is any eitz that's got worms in it can't be used in the mizbech. And now the Rashi says, well, the Mefarish says, yeah, but hashta shoel, v'heishiv l'atzmo. Now the Mishnah asks itself and then answers its own question. And the Mishnah says, like this, v'chikola eitzim chayin l'maracha. And said it brings up the wood. Well, all wood kosher for the mizbech? And the Mishnah says, yes, hey. In actual fact, kol ha'eitzim chayin l'maracha, except four. So when we say yes, we mean almost. Right, chut mishel gefen v'shel zayit. Other than grape wood, vine woods, and olive woods. Right, so we see there in the Mefarish, he says there, but the Gemara explain what the reason is for that. So remember that the two woods at the moment that we're saying we can't use are vine woods, grape woods, grapevine woods, and olive woods. Abba elu hayu regidin b'marvuyot shel ta'ena, but they did use these branches of figs v'shel egoz. And nuts, v'shem eight shemen, and the Mefarish says here eight shemen or eight sim shedolkin kamonia that burn very quickly. Okay. If you look at the Mefarish, he just says that ilanot zakeinim ena not nini sareth kamon not bechurim. They use older woods don't burn as well as the younger woods. Another answer could be late behuksharim but bechurim kamon biskeinim. They never had knots in the wood, right? The knots. You know, knotting, like in older wood, it gets like very knotty, seems to be a problem for the burning. Right, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, the knotted wood was a problem. They wanted younger woods, so they used these younger woods. And then, Sederet HaMarachah, Gdolem Mizracha, They would prepare this the wood setting up on top of the Mizbeach, on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, the Chazita Mizrachim, looking over to the east, and also on the whole side. If you look at the Mefarish there, he says there, he puts in the words there, Sidera Maracha Gdola, right? Otosh Zachar B'Truma L'Adeshen, the same Kohen who did Truma L'Adeshen, he was the Kohen who did this. Now, the Mishnah doesn't seem to say him specifically, it just says that everybody. So he explains that the same guy who did it, and the other guys would all just help him. Hey, you malim et ha'etzim. But who are you, Mr.? He actually was the one who had the schut to lay it out nicely and prepare the whole thing. And from the eastern side of the Mizbeach, facing into the middle of the Mizbeach, the wood was lying at a perpendicular to the east. And the other sides would actually touch the Mizbeach of the ashes. Right? And there was a gap between them. Look at this over here, why there was a gap. Look at the Mefarish. Skipped a few rashes there. Bain Sidra Eitzim Ayu, Menichin Revach. Why? Shayu Metitin Ha'elita. Eitzim Dakin, the very thin woods there. Misham Derech Oto Revach, Umadlikim Agdolim Aledayak Tain. They put little twigs through that like gap over there with that left of space, and they'd light the twigs, and the twigs would then burn the bigger woods on the side. And then Mishnah carries on and says, Misham Baru, Misham Atzei Teina, Yafim de Saderita Maracha, Shnia de Katorit. Then they take some very nice trees from there, wood from there, from the Maracha Gedola, and they'd Atzei Teina, take like fig leaves, fig wood, and they take it inside to the Maracha Shnia de Katorit. So the Maracha Shnia, at the moment we see, Maracha Shnia seems to be on top of the Mizbeach as well, but I think they would end up using it, take it into the Mizbeach, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you can Maracha like a Torah, the second narrow line before it gets wide, Achar Sidura Maracha Gedola. Okay, that would be done after the Maracha Gedola, then do the Maracha Shnia. The Torah, Ukeneged, right, Ukeneged, Ukeneged, Keren, right, that says Ukeneged Keren, Agorabach Edne, Keren Maravit Dromit, the southwestern corner. So that's already on the side of the Kodesh HaKodashim side, right? And when you're coming up the Mizbeach, the first corner to your left. Then Mashuch Ben HaKeren Klapa Tzafon, Arba Amot, was pulled 4 Amot northwards, Bo'omed Chamesh Se'in Gechalim, 4, 5 Gechalim there of coals, a big bundle would stand. Ube Shabbat, Bo'omed Shmonek Se'in Gechalim, on Shabbos, and they have more, Shamayu Notnin, Shnei Bezikai Levona, because they burned the Bezikai Levona there, Shelechem HaPanim, the Lechem HaPanim came onto the Mizbeach, and then they had the Bezikin, those 2 Bezikin, they burned as well. But then the Mishnah says, Ha'evarim Va'pedarim Shelo Nit Aklumi Ba'erev, these are the ones that the guy dealt with early on in the morning, the unburned stuff. Machzirotan le Maracha, now he sends it back onto the Maracha, the Hetzitu Shtei Marachot Ba'esh, and they light the Marachot. Then the Kohen Yardu, Uba'u Lahem, B'Lishkat HaKazit. They all come down the Mizbeach and they go straight to Lishkat HaKazit. This is basically the very early first Avodas in the Beit HaMikdash. Right, Trumat HaDeshen, they go quickly start preparing the Chavitin, and they go onto the Mizbeach, start setting up the fires, put on the balance of the last meats, and this is even before they've done the Olat HaTamid, right? And then they get on the Amar Rava. So Rava says now, if you remember, we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, and we said the second last lines of the Mishnah, we said there was Shloshmot Kur, Ubergarim Ayu, Midashlino Tomi Pneshu, Noyle Mizbeach. Right? So we said there was Shloshmot Kur, massive piles there of ash. So Amar Rava, he says, Guzma, exaggeration completely. There wasn't 300 Kur. Can't expect so much to be on the Mizbeach. It's completely exaggerated, right? And if you look at the Mefarish, I skipped all over that there. It's on the Tosfot side now, right at the bottom. Amar Rava Guzma. Ashalosh Mot Kub. We're talking about the Shalosh Mot Kub, 300 Kub. Klomar. Milte Ba'almahu Dekata. Kamar. That's just Tami's talking. That's not really 300. We love Dafka. And don't be too specific. The Ma'olam lo higir le 300 kur. Never got it so many. Impossible that we had 300 kur. Is this impossible? Can't be. Now we saw this before, remember? I think we learned this. We saw this already, this idea of 300 kur. We had it somewhere else. Much of it was in Menachot or where it was. But we learned already this idea, or even in Me'ila, I think, or in one of the last words we learned, learned 300 kur, and Yontif there was 500 kur. So we've seen before, we never saw that palm rather telling us it was a guzma. And then he said like this, so it was impossible, they never had enough space to even manage it. So it couldn't possibly be. Says the Torah, when it's with the Torah, says he's going to bring all examples down, right? That when the Torah speaks, it speaks in Lashon Havai. Havai means not nonsense, but also an exaggeration. The Torah wants to make a point. Says Dibra Torah Lashon Havai, Dibru Nevi'im Lashon Havai, the Nevi'im. So we got the Torah there was Havai, and the Nevi'im there was Havai, Dibru Chachamim Lashon Havai, and the Chachamim also spoke Lashon Havai, also used Guzma. Now explains himself. Dibra Torah, when did the Torah speak Lashon Havai? Look at the Mefarish Aviyah. Dibra Torah Lashon Havai, Kadam Shotzer Chazek Devarav. If he wants to make a point, basically. Right? Dichtiv, we got a Pasuk. It says there, we got a Pasuk over here in Dvarim. It says, the Paul Pasuk says like this, Ana nachnu olim achayenu ha-masut ha-mabaynu le-mor am gadol v'ram imenu arim gadolot. That's when the Meraglim, right? Arim gadolot u-betsurot. They had these massive cities, big fortified cities, ba-shamayim. They were so fortified, up to Shamayim. It says, it says, ba-shamayim sal-gadatach. We think these were in the heaven. Possible that they had cities up ba-shamayim. Obviously not. Ella Guzma. So that's an example of the Torah. And Dibru Nevi'im. Also, look at the Shittim HaKubetzit there, or Dalet, brings what's missing. Dibru Nevi'im, Lashon Havai, Dichtiv, V'ha'am Mechalin, V'chalilin V'chudei, V'tifka Ha'aretz L'kulam. He says, brings other Pesukim there, it's missing the Gemara also. And then he says, Dibru Torah. Right, so therefore, sorry, Dibru Chachamim Lashon Havai, Ha'ad Amran, our example of here. Right, talking about the 300 Kur. So that's the end of that. Then the Gemara carries on, Tapuach, Da'aman Tapuach, right? Then v'eshku et ha-tamid v'koshel zahav. Now we carry on that they poured over water onto the tamid of the golden kosh. He says, and now he brings the Urim Lashon Havai dichtiv. That's what the Shita put in early on. Mechalalim b'chalalim v'chul. Okay. Vatir Christ l'kol. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. The Shita changes Rabbi Yana to Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Amar Nachmani. Amar Shmuel v'shlosha mekomot yiru chachamim b'lashon Havai. He says there are three places the Torah spoke Lashon Havai. A little bit arguing what we spoke about now. He says, Va'eluhain Tapuach, which we spoke about, Gefen uParochet. He says, Gefen uParochet. He gives three places. He says, La'afuka mid Rabba. He's arguing on Rabba. Rabba says that there are plenty of places the Torah spoke about Lashon Havai. He gave us one example. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, no, there are only three places, and ours happens to be one of them. It's no argument on ours, right? He's just arguing all the other places of Rabba. He says, In Ab, La'afuka mid Rabba, Ditnan, Heshukwet Tamid, Bakoshel Zahav. Venema Rava Guzma. Kamashmulan Hani in Abalhatam lo. Right? And he says he doesn't agree with Rava there by the example there of it. Oh, sorry. When I said the Shkuta they were called Zahav, he said they were exaggerating that they used the golden cup. It's in what necessary. He says, no, they did use the golden cup. Why? Ainaniut Bakoma Shirut. The Beit HaMikdash was a place where they behaved with maybe even you could say indulgence. Right? They indulged in terms of expensive things. And therefore, the fact they used a golden cup wasn't an example of Guzma. So I must explain that. So we go back quickly. Where he brought that example of Veshkuta Tamid Bekoshel Zahav, that was one of the examples of Guzma. He says, no, it was a case of reality. Look at the Mefarish there. He says, Avanatam Ananit Bekomashut, Velo Guzma, the Chol Ma'asehem Be'osher Ubistara. It was all done with wealth. And abundance, and they behave themselves in a very abundant manner. Okay. So now the Gemara says Tapuach. Now we're speaking those three examples there that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said. So the first one was Tapuach, and the Mishnah Gemara says Hada Amrat. That's the example we gave. The Tapuach, where he agrees it was Guzma, we said 300 kur. The next example was Gefen. What's Gefen? He says Ditnah, we got a Mishnah. Right, the shita changed from Titania to Ditna. It says Gefen Zahav Aital Melet Al Petach Heichal. There was this golden vine that stood over the petach of the heichal. Umodle Al Gabei Klunzot. It was hanging from Klunzot, from like beams, pillars. V'chol Mi Shemitnadev. Anybody who would give an ale. Look at the rosh down at the bottom here. The rosh, the very last line of the rosh there. Says Mishamit Nadev Ale or Gargir, he says they shall zahav. So anybody who donated an ale or anything of gold, right? or gargir or a shkol or a bunch. Mevi v'toleba. They'd bring it and they put it in. The Farish is here as well, by the way. Or gargir or a shkol shel zaha mevi v'toleba. Okay, I never saw it. Right? So that he says there, that this is a bit of guzma. Right? He thinks this is a bit of guzma. And Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Masaya, Venimnu Alea, Shloshmot Kohanim Lefnota. And they needed 300 Kohanim to take it away. Right? So if you look at the Mefarish on the Tosfot side of the page, he says, Guzmayin, that's total exaggeration. Dimei ta tuuna kolkach shetchicha Shloshmot Kohanim Lefnota tishaver. If it got so heavy that it had to have 300 Kohanim that would move it away, it would break. Impossible that it could be so big. The kolkach lo ayu mamtini. They never waited so long for this thing to break. Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Masaya, okay, that's it. Then parochet. Another example he gives over here is a parochet. Right, so we said, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, tapuach, gefen, and parochet. So tapuach, we've spoken about the 300 kur, gefen, we spoke about this 300 kohanim, we have to move it. You notice that the 300 seems to be like a motif that's repeating itself, right? It's already a sign that's a bit of a guzma. Sorry? Oh, and then parochet. So now we're discussing parochet. It says, parochet, ditna, we got a Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. Rabban Shimon Megamin Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Hasgan. Parochet, the parochet in the Beit HaMikdash, Ovia Tefach, it was a Tefach word, Al Shivim, right? Vishnaim Nimin Ne'ereget. Right? So he says over here that this parochet, and it was a Tefach wad, it had 72, and it was weaved with 72 Nimin, and it's like threads. Va'al kol Nima v'nima Esrim v'arba Chutim. And each thread was rolled with 24 Chutim. So it was made of a 24 Chutim rolled into one, causing 72. So 72 times 20. 24. What 72 times 24? Anybody want to take a guess? I don't know. What? 70, arba, right? So it says, v'shivim v'shnaim nimin, 72 times 24. Whatever, a lot of that. 70 times 20 would be 140, so I don't know, but lots. Right? Or ka abimamana was 40 amma long, it's 20 meters long. V'ruchva eshrema, 20 meters wide. Within the Farish over here, Parochet of Yavashel, it says, I'll call you a Venima Eshrim Ba'am Chutim, Shazurin Mechubarin Yachad, right? They were basically, Benafkadam, he cried, the call Chut Kaful Shisha, Koma Komishne Mashesh, Dechashe Chut Kaful, so it was six bunches, four times six. Okay, Mama, Gova Parochet of Imama, Veruchva Eshrim Ama, Havdil Ben Haechal, the Kotche Kodashim, and it was stuck in between the Haechal and the Kotche Kodashim, Kriti, Vivdila Parochet Lachem, Ben Hakodesh Vuchule. Right, and it was umishmonim. Okay, so let's carry on. Umishmonim v'shtayim rivot naaseh. Look how it was made from 82 rivot. Now there's a ribui there or rivot. Ribu would be 10,000, but the Shita Mekubet changed it to rivot. And look what he says over here. Umishmonim v'shrivot at me from 82 naarot maidens. Shelo ba'u adayin lichlal nidot mitaskot, but they hadn't yet reached the nida stage of their lives, right? Shotzim la'asok ba betar, they wanted to be pure, perfectly pure. Ukeamiran ba'alme nashim ha'organot beparochet notlin scharan b'tumet alishka. Okay? And they'd make them every 2 years, every year they'd make two. V'shtayim osim b'choshna v'shana, shetarich shtay parochot keneged amat traksin, so by chain lo yachlu la'asot amat traksin k'nuch v'nababatra. They built in these places the wall, because they couldn't build the wall, it was too high. And if you look over here, there's a rosh as well. If you go to the rosh, the beginning of the rosh, it says, V'roch v'eshrim abba keneged rocha v'haychal v'hiya parochet ha'mavderet b'en ha'echal u'ben kodesh ha'kodashim, tachal amat traksin shayah v'rishon shtayim hayu u'benehen. But then Amma, there were two of them, he says. There was an Amma between them. V'yesh b'farshim shatat tluya b'petach shel olam. And there's some saying, no, but actually at this, we're talking about the parochet at the entrance to the olam, not to the between the kodesh ha-kodashim. Right? The govor im baruch v'eshrim v'rishon nichet face. The first expression seems to be a better expression to him. So again, it seems to be that Rabbi Shlomo over here seems to think this is all exaggerated. It wasn't so big. It wasn't so so indulged. And again, it comes up again at 300 now. V'shlosh mot kohanim matbilinota. And 300 Kohanim would toivel it every time they made it. So he seems to think that even if the details are correct on the size of the parochet, it certainly never needed 300 Kohanim to pick it up. If you look at the Mefarish over there, V'shloshmot Kohanim adbininota nir'ah l'Rebi l'achar asiyata l'fish yivshal organ betara shlote anida achat min anashim organet ba shem appears to need a v'lava data. He says, why would they have to do it? We just said at the moment that we're going to have these 80 women who aren't yet nida. He says it's impossible that one of them might not have become a nida during the time, and therefore they had to toivel it. Shemidota kolim shepishu neged apetach. And he's got another whole explanation of it, but basically we see that this also seems to be a bit of an exaggeration. Okay, now we carry on with the avodah. So now the Mishnah carries on and says, "Echalu malim begzirin nesayt amaracha, v'chulechutz mishel zayit u'mishel gefin." So the Gemara says like this: honey, my time alone. So why don't we use? We said in the Mishnah there were two types of woods that we never used. So the question is, why don't we use the 8 zayit and the 8 gefen? So we got a machloket amoraimia between Rav Papa and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Papa amar mishum dekatre. He says because of the knots, because they've got knots in them. Look at the mefarish over here. The klomar yesh ben ksharim. They've got knots. And because of the knots, they don't burn nicely. They make smoke. Right? And Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. A completely different reason altogether. He says, why? Because of Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Mishum Eretz Yisrael? Look at the Mefarish over here. Vadai, he says over here, there's a Shita Mekubetzet, the Aleph. Vadai lo mahani etay mekama. He says, obviously the first reason, as far as public concern, is ridiculous about the knots. It doesn't help at all. The Mishum Chamei Psolim. Because if there were knots, they'd be pasul. The shul's across the Hashama, Me'evelakvish. Right? If it was not, they'd be pasul. Ela afilu belo tam ksharim, bishvil devar achi hayu menichin. Even because of other reasons, even if they weren't knots, they never brought vines and olive trees. Why? Ve'ezim Mishum Yishuv Eret Yisrael. Because of Eretz Yisrael, she'im yishrafu hazeitim v'kfanim, that burn the olive trees and the grapevines, lo yimatsu yayin yishtot v'shem enisoch. Wouldn't have wine and olives. We're burning all the olive and grape trees. Where we get our wine from? Where we get our olive oil from? V'techarev Eretz Yisrael, the country will be destroyed. V'nafke minei ledidi de'itli mishum takanat yishuv. And because of the takanat of yishuv, there was a decree that you got to allow the land to settle. They abandoned, just as the knots we said would make them pasul, so too we didn't want to bring trees that would affect living in Yisrael. I think it's an amazing story there. Okay. So now the Gemara is a bright Akashia. So now we've got a machloket here between Rav Papa and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Papa says dekatra because of knots, and Rav Yaakov Rav says because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What's it made to be? We've got a bright which brings a pasuk. And the pasuk is like this: Venitachu tolin tachav. They chopped this with the ola, I think, right? It rosh ve'pidrov v'aracha kohen otam al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh asher ha'mizbeach. Says there, v'arach otam al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh, the wood that was on the fire. So because al ha'etzim asher al ha'esh. What does it mean? Ha'etzim ha'netunim liyot esh. The Torah clearly speaks about wood that is meant to be burnt. Umay nihu. And what are these? He says there, Dukrei Shapir. So Dukrei, look at the Rashi, on the Rashi side there, the very last wide lines at the top. He says, Dukrei, Kane, Kamo, Murviot, De Matnitin, like branches, like in our Mishnah. Kanima, Dokranin, Shadain, Ha'ilan, Bachur. We're talking about young, immature trees. Velo, Gadlu, Bo, Anafim, they haven't yet got proper branches. Kim, Shtayim, Vesholosh, only two or three. Ubushvil, Shu, Bachur. And if it's, since it's a young tree, who saw ref my hair? Okay, so look at the Gemara now, back in the Gemara. The Lord Katrai va'azle miktar mitocho. Basically, they burn very quickly. Look at the Lord Katrai mitocho. She'ain ben kesher, they got no knots. Ve'ezek kesher shlo alacha kesher mifnim betoch etzim. We talk about knots, there are no internal knots. The Tanakam elo pasile elim ken alacha kesher mifnim. Ubekina Ubedama. He says they were experts in the wood. When Rav Papa said because of knots, Rav Papa didn't mean knots that you see on the outside. He meant knots that have already become entangled in the wood. And when does the knots grow in the wood? When they get older. When they're young, they aren't yet knotty. So he seems to say like this. So what's the meitiv, eh? So if it's the case, then Rav Papa speaking only about young wood, because it hasn't got knots, it's still very young. And if it's still very young, then it's trees that haven't yet brought any fruits, whatever the case is. So why do we're not going to start burning up the trees that are producing fruit already. So it's a kasha here on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So the shita takes out this v'chikola etzim, the words of Eilu Yerugidim, but Marav Yotchel Taino v'shet Egos v'shet Eit Shemeh. Says, and therefore, I think they're still part of the whole bright. There's a mosif, shel mayish, v'shel il alon, v'shel dekel, v'shel charu, v'shel shikma. All the other different types of trees. Now the Mefarsh Aviyah says that when he adds them le'esor. See that, Rabbi Lezer mosif le'isura, af shel mayish. What is mayish, by the way? Is that mishmish? What is mayish? What?
Hectary.
Hectary. Okay, anybody know what a hackberry is?
It's an old large tree.
Okay. And it says, Maish and Shel Alon is oak, and Shel Dekar is palm, and Shel Charuv is carob, and Shel Shikma is, I think, is sycamore, right? Huh? That's we've mentioned before. That was Arik Sharon's farm was called Chavata Shikmim, the sycamore ranch, right? That's remember. So now it's the Bishlo de Amar Mishum de Katre Bahakim if they get. So now we've got this bright day, and we see over here we've got these examples of what they don't do, what they do bring. We see that Rav Papa says because of knots, and Rav Acha says because of Eretz Yisrael. And we see over here Machloket in the bright day of Tanakama seems to say only internal knotted ones. And Rabbi Eliezer Mosif as all these others. So the Gemara says, now let's try and parallel this Machloket Tanakama here and Rabbi Eliezer to Rav Papa and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. If the reason is because Rav Papa bar Yaakov, Rav Papa who says knots, so he says Bishloma. Sorry, what? Bishloma no mishum de katre ba'akum ifrigav. Understand why they're arguing between these because of the knots. Because we see, even they haven't got knots only inside, even if they've got external knots, we also wouldn't bring them. And therefore, it's possible that these other trees over here might be other trees. And he says, no, even they've got knots on the outside, they have to have an internal knots, otherwise we can't bring them. So it makes sense that the machpel will be over the trees, see how their knots develop. But if we're going to say that the argument of here is like Rav Acha bar Yaakov wants to say, because of Eretz Yisrael, so we don't understand the machloket down the brighter. Doesn't seem to make sense why they distinguish between those trees. Dekel mi leite mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because Tanakama says no problem with Dekel. And Rabbi Eliezer says you can't bring a Dekel. And what, Dekel wasn't a tree that grew in Yisrael? There's a problem with Yishuv at Yisrael. So how come the Tanakama says no, says yes, and Rabbi Eliezer says no? So it seems to be that it can't be that Eretz Yisrael is the reason. So Amalach al-Gemara says like this, V'le-Tameich, if you want to, we're arguing the question now. V'le-Tameich, Teina, Leitba, Mishum, Yishuv at Yisrael. Why are you only asking about Dekel? What about Teina? Teina also, what, there wasn't Yishuv at Yisrael. We saw that we brought Teina. El-Ma'it lach l'memar b'Teina. What's the story of Taina? The law of the pre, we speak about Taina trees which are very young, which haven't yet bought fruit. Dekel nami, but the law of it pira. Talking about ones that are young as well, that haven't yet bought fruit either. And I think, you know what? Let's end off over here.